All right, so I'm sitting under the Pleasance Dome with our own publisher, Paul Levy of Fringe Review, and we are just about to announce the first of a new category of plays, which are the must-see shows. And this is a category that's going to apply up and down our spectrum of reviews, from recommended, highly recommended, and outstanding. Something slightly different from our teapot, which is for the creme de la creme. This is very much a badge that we want to give to shows that are doing something different, something unique and interesting. And so I hope you enjoy our list as much as we have putting it together.
Dan, aren't I supposed to be interviewing you?
I thought we were going to do that earlier on, so I've been winging it this entire time.
And probably just to add also that, you know, one of the things we've become aware of is that shows in what used to be the old three-star category just don't seem to appear on the radar. They don't appear on posters. And yet this is some of the most exciting work. It can be experimental work that hasn't quite yet come off. It can be new stuff, very bold. And, you know, there's critique there, but also we would really passionately think people should go and see it because it's on its way somewhere.
But I think it's also to say, look, you know, a three-star show sounds exactly like it is. Our recommended is not the same as the old three-star. It's, you know, we don't aim for blanket coverage at Fringe Review. We do aim to be the good Fringe guide. And what we want to say when we say a show is recommended is that it may well have, you know, outstanding elements. It may well have completely awful elements in it. But somehow as a complete piece, as a bit of collaborative performance art, it has managed to do something which we think our audience should go and see. Or if they want to, should definitely see. But the idea that it's the same thing as a three-star, that the highly recommended is the same as the four-star, or that outstanding is the same as five-star, it's simply not true. And it's very frustrating at the moment because we are getting some requests through from productions who are getting pressure put on them by venues to translate recommended, highly recommended, outstanding into star ratings. And as I say, it's not the same thing. It's a real pity that having really thought about this, particularly in terms of the social media flurry that followed through from last year's discussion of star ratings, that we haven't. You know, we seem to still be the ones who are out there breaking new ground. So, the ones who aren't breaking new ground, you know who you are.
So here, as we get to the end of week one, and we've trawled our review team, we texted out, messaged out, and got some recommendations back of shows at any rating level from Fringe Review that we believe are unmissable, and we're giving them a stamp, which we're calling the must-see show, which is also going to appear on their reviews as well. So Dan, it's quite exciting for me to hear what you've had back in from the review team, and we've got the first half a dozen, I believe. Do you want to tell us what they are?
All right, so first up, we have Ballad of the Burning Star, which is at the Griffin.
Just to mention, we gave Theatre Ad Infinitum an award a couple of years ago for their amazing Translunar Paradise, and this show, I think, that's at the Fringe is going to sell out, so the must-see is get along and get your tickets.
We've then got Major Tom, which is on at Summerhall. We've then got Sandel, which is at the Surgeon's Hall. Something There That's Missing at Jury's Inn, and Track 3, Bedlam. Oh, and also Shush, an improvised silent movie at the Griffin. So almost there with the alphabetical order.
And just to mention, the Track 3 was another show we gave an award to from Theatre Movement Bazaar. And Shush, an improvised musical, if you haven't seen them, somewhere on the mile, they just seem to be flying like crazy. But we've given them a must-see because of the outstanding review from our reviewer, Tim Wilcox. So that's an interesting half a dozen there, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's a huge thank you to our review team who are scouring Edinburgh to bring you the best of Fringe Theatre this year.
I think when you mentioned Jury's Inn, that's a space venue, isn't it?
That's exactly it, as is Surgeon's Hall.
And we'll be back again next week with another half a dozen must-see shows here at the Edinburgh Fringe. So that's Fringe Review Editors signing off.